Again, Harry didn't answer. He didn't know what he wanted to do. All he knew was that the idea of doing nothing while Black was at liberty was almost more than he could stand. "Malfoy knows," he said abruptly. "Remember what he said to me in Potions? If it was me, I'd hunt him down myself. I'd want revenge."
"You're going to take Malfoy's advice instead of ours?" said Ron furiously. "Listen, you know what Pettigrew's mother got back after Black had finished with him? Dad told me. The Order of Merlin, first class, and Pettigrew's finger in a box. That was the biggest bit of him they could find. Black's a madman, Harry, and he's dangerous."
"Malfoy's dad must have told him," said Harry, ignoring Ron. "He was right in Voldemort's inner circle."
"Say you know who, will you?" interjected Ron angrily.
So obviously the Malfoys knew Black was working for Voldemort.
"And Malfoy'd love to see you blown into about a million pieces, like Pettigrew. Get a grip! Malfoy's just hoping you'll get yourself killed before he has to play you at Quidditch." "Harry, please," said Hermione, her eyes now shining with tears. "Please, be sensible. Black did a terrible, terrible thing, but don't put yourself in danger. It's what Black wants. Oh, Harry, you'd be playing right into Black's hands if you went looking for him. Your mum and dad wouldn't want you to get hurt, would they? They'd never want you to go looking for Black."